Weddings are full of drama. That's why
I thought you were going to say they're full of love and happiness and is the best day of your life. But
now listen,
drama, we're starting out the gate going drama.
Well, drama, it doesn't always have to be bad drama. It can just be drama that is...
Very good drama?
Okay, maybe not. All right, but anyways... that's why we talk about weddings so often on the show, is because there's so many moving pieces. There's so many things that you're trying to do and coordinate.
Emotions.
Yeah.
Yes.
So many emotions, high emotions. And so this bride, got on the internet. This isn't one of our listeners, right? But this bride got on the internet and she asked how to demote a bridesmaid. Now, this is the reasoning she gave. Now, tell me if you would find this to be so offensive that
you kick them out of the bridal party?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she discovered that her bridesmaid had booked the same vacation as her honeymoon, saying, "I've recently found out that one of my bridesmaids has just booked to go to the same place we're going for our honeymoon at the same time." She said, "There's nothing I can do about her going on this holiday at the same time, but now I really don't think I want her as a bridesmaid anymore."
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she is upset that I think it feels like to her that she is maybe, I don't know, upstaging.
Trying to steal her thunder,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, upstaging her, maybe trying to steal her thunder. So she's like, how do I approach this? How do I demote or unask a bridesmaid?
Oh, I mean, first of all, if the vacation is already booked, I mean, so then you're going to kick her out of your wedding and then she's going to be vacationing in the same place as you?
Now, let's...
That's just going to create, I think, more awkwardness. Maybe she was just... thought that you were such a good friend. She like, wouldn't it be fun if, you know, we vacation where you guys are honeymooning and then we could still hang out?
Well, look.
That's probably the thought process.
Okay, I think it's weird that the bridesmaid didn't say anything or ask the bride beforehand
first, yeah,
and go, "Hey, I think that's a great destination. I've always wanted to go. Would you mind if I was there at the same time you were?"
Yes. I'm wondering if the bride would have felt differently had she done that first.
Yeah. Yeah. And now maybe the bride would have gone, maybe not at the same time, but I'll go and I'll tell you how it is and, you know, then let you decide or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think there's some context that was left out, where it's like, okay, if it was the same hotel, the same resort, I would find that really weird. But if
especially
it's just
that she didn't mention it before she booked it, like, "Hey, I was just thinking, what are your thoughts on this idea?"
Right. But if she's just going to Hawaii or something, some general place.
Right. Where they might not run into
right,
each other.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, all right, calm down. You know, maybe let's not freak out over something like this and just let your friend do something like that. And
I can see both sides. Like, I understand as the bride, you want to go to a place where you're just concentrating on your husband. And you feel like if there's anybody else there that you know, that maybe that might be a distraction. That said, there are a lot of people that end up going to a tropical destination to get married and have the honeymoon all in one, and then all their friends and family are there, and they enjoy that too.
Yeah, this person didn't do that. So, yeah, I mean, that's not the case. There is one commenter that said, "My mother-in-law did this."
Oh, that's different.
That is different.
Yeah,
booked where we were going on the honeymoon straight after our wedding. I had her friends come up to me at our wedding saying how it's such a coincidence that they didn't know we would be there too.
Such a coincidence? Oh my gosh.
Except that mother-in-law did know and booked it after I said where we were going.
That is a little weird.
Yeah, spent the whole time on the honeymoon looking over my shoulder and wish we'd just canceled it and gone somewhere else.
Well, but then, yes, because then you feel like, okay, then now how much time should we allow to spend with them? Because it's like when they're there, and it's the mother-in-law, you can't just never spend time with them while they're there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then there's that whole awkwardness of, okay, well, we just want to be with us, but then now they're here, and we feel like we need to spend time with them. And Jessica says, I'm confused why this is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. She can go on her honeymoon, spend it with her husband, ignore her friend, and then no big deal. She's on vacation. You're on your honeymoon, so she can't really upstage you. It is weird she didn't mention it, but still not a friendship-ending kind of a situation, in my
opinion. Yeah, I don't think you kick her out of the bridal party for something like this.
No, because you are going to kick her out of your life if you do that. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, I do think if it's like a small resort or something like that and she booked the same place, I think that is a little bit weird because chances of you running into each other are there.
Well,
and
it's
then,
the same awkward thing of, okay, well, I feel like you feel obligated to spend some time with them.
Right.
Yes.
Right. When you are there to try to just celebrate.
Just be on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Some other people were like, hey, it's obviously jealousy because they want it to be a special honeymoon place and it's just a normal holiday for another person. So,
okay.
I get it. So it's like the bride is like, no, we've saved up. We want to go to this special, special place.
Yeah.
One of the bridesmaids is like, oh, yeah, I'll just go.
I'll go too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe this could even be not knowing anything about these people, but maybe this bridesmaid is just like, I'm going to make all the other bridesmaids jealous and show that I'm the closest friend by going on the vacation with them.
If that is the case, that's a little bit wild.
Then there's some petty backstory going on there. If that's the motivation behind that move. And the fact that, again, it is weird. It's the biggest problem, I think, of this whole scenario is the bridesmaid didn't run that past the bride before just booking it.
Listen, I don't think it's a situation where you got to kick her out of the bridal party.
No, I think we have a conversation and just say, hey, just FYI, great that you're going to be there, but I was kind of... Where I'm kind of looking at this as like our honeymoon, and we're going to kind of be like isolated.
Yeah. So if I'm see you and I don't say
offended.
Hi,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can say hi, but don't be offended if we don't like make plans to hang out with you while we're there.
Right. Right. Oh, gosh. Someone texted and said there could be something going on between the friend and the groom. That would be way bold.
That would be bold as well.
That would be bold.
Again, knowing zero backstory behind this friendship.
Look at us concocting this.
Yes.
This affair now between a bridesmaid and the groom.
We've seen too many shows, too many movies that we're jumping to these conclusions with zero facts. But okay, I think we just have a conversation. Just say, hey, FYI. Great that you're going to be there, but we're going to be on our honeymoon, and please don't be offended if we're not hanging out.
All right, we're going to tweet the link. You can follow along at Ben and Kelly Show on X. But yeah, don't necessarily need to.
Don't kick her out of your wedding unless you want to kick her out of your life.
There you go.